Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Let's Talk, and my name is Bennett Pomerantz. Wanted to tell you this is a special day because I got to tell you I did an event over the weekend. I told Rachel this. I did an event over the weekend, and this woman comes up to me. They introduced me, and they said this. And this woman comes up and says, "Where's Rachel?" I said, "I left her home." And the woman gave me such a look. So I got to tell you, my radio wife, who I didn't leave home, I promise, I didn't, Rachel Thompson. So next time they are, you're at an event or something and you say, "Where's Bennett?" They say, "Where's Bennett?" "Oh, I left him home."
That's right.
You have some wonderful, before we get to our guest tonight, you have some wonderful news. I want you to share it with the world.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm very excited to share that the long-awaited publication of my fourth book, Broken Places, is now live on Amazon and a few other places in both ebook and print from BookTrope. So I'm very excited to share that with
hopefully everybody. My copy's coming soon before my birthday this year.
Well, okay. You know, I hope to get some. I haven't seen the print edition except online, so, but it looks
I'll
amazing.
I'll take any edition.
Very,
I'm not
very
shy.
Pleased.
Now,
yeah.
Do you want to introduce our guest or may I?
Oh, why don't you do it? Feel free. You guys have
okay.
been in contact lately. But
I will tell
wonderful.
You. I have. I will tell you. I listened to a couple of this gentleman's radio shows. I am totally impressed. I mean, I told him we got the cherubs and the heralds and rolling out the red carpet and all the rose petals because I like this guy. This guy is real. He does an intelligent, fun show. He also is very, very smart. One day he'll get us as a guest. I don't know when, but he may. He's an author. He's got. On books about his radio interviews, which impressed me, which I haven't read yet, but I've read the excerpts on Amazon, and I was so impressed. But his own, he wrote a novel, and I was very, very more impressed with that. He calls himself a cross between Trump and Jeff Foxworthy. I don't know who gave him that moniker, but I can't wait to hear about it. Tim Knox, good evening, sir.
How are you?
I'm alive. Everything else is gravy afterwards.
Well, very good. Hey, I appreciate that introduction. You make me sound far better than I am, but thank you.
Just
well,
remember, you owe me.
The check is in the mail.
Thank you very much. I just want to make sure. So Tim, tell them more about you than I can, because I think you could do a better job of telling them about you than I can.
Well, the quick thumbnail is I am what people call a serial entrepreneur. I've been in a number of businesses over the years, and I became an entrepreneur because I didn't fit anybody's mold. I had a hard time holding a job, so I just started doing my own thing and just needed a creative outlet. And my first business was a graphic design company, and then I went into the internet design business and into software and bounced around. But along the journey there, I also I was a writer. I wrote a small business advice column that was syndicated for about 5 years. I wrote a best-selling small business book back in 2007. And then I got into writing fiction, self-published a book about a year ago, and now I'm just doing a little bit of everything. I'm writing. I've started my radio show, which is called Interviewing Authors. I've got about 125 author interviews in the can, and yes, Bennett, as soon as we start production again, you are my first one, so hang on.
Oh, you heard this, and this is archived, so you know I can hold this against him.
it's legal now.
he's legal. Okay. All kidding aside, so you're an entrepreneur in a lot of ways, and which, believe me, I've read about. I did my homework about you. You impressed me more than you'll ever know. Have you? If the good Lord says to you, Tim, you can only do one more thing, only one thing left. Which would it be? What would it be?
Wow, would I have to make a living from this thing, or can I? Am I independent?
I don't know. That's up to you and the Lord, not me. I'm out of this.
Well, you know, one of the things, one of the reasons that I became an entrepreneur is because I could finance all of the fun stuff that I really enjoy doing, like the writing, the radio shows, the podcasting, is all financed by, you know, my day job, if you want to call it that. But, you know, if I had, you know, if God came down and says, hey, you don't have to worry about money, you can do anything you like, what's it going to be, I would do exactly what we're doing now. I really love the audio, but I also love the writing. So I try to mold those two together. But I'm one of those people, I have ODD, OCD, ADD, all of those little acronyms, and I really have a very brief attention span, and I have to be doing something creative and fun, or I get tired of it really quickly. So I really love what we're doing here, what you guys are doing. I mean, does it get any better than this?
We love it.
Oh, yeah,
really,
yeah. I want hour-long shows if I can afford it, if I get a corporate sponsor. If you know what, send them my way so we can have this as an hour. Rachel, the first thing, and I love Rachel, I'm not telling tales out of school, but we want an hour-long show. I want to give most of the shows I do an hour-long spin to it. I would love it. I mean, that would be something that I would love. But, yeah, I think I love doing this format. And it is great talking to guests like yourself, and I get to talk to one of my best friends. Her name's Rachel Thompson. You might have heard of her.
Thank you.
And I get the thrill of you know, the show is wonderful and great, and having a good time BSing with guests is great, but I think also it's the idea of the friendships I've made over the years that I'm doing this. It's they're not just, oh yes, it's a guest. It's the friendships.
Mm-hmm.
People come up and it's like, how are you? And there's a closeness and things like that.
Well, when I started doing the Interviewing Authors radio show, I knew just a handful of authors, but everybody that I talked to and tweeted with said, you've got to meet Rachel. You got to meet this crazy redhead. And I'm like, okay. And so, and Rachel, I think you are probably like, what, guest number 5 or 6. And then like the next 20 guests were all Rachel guests. So, you're exactly right. Well, it's the relationships, you know, by osmosis and connecting the dots. I met Rachel, who introduced me to Bennett, and then there's Scott Thibodeau and Liliana Hart and Naomi, and the list goes on and on. So, and that's one of the things that I hear from.
Are we talking Naomi
authors.
Blackburn?
We are talking Naomi Blackburn.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give a quick shout out because Naomi Blackburn is, and I'm not trying to. One of the new shows I am starting, I'm producing. I'm gonna sit back and relax. I'm only producing. Is called The Women's Show, and Naomi Blackburn has accepted doing. She's going to be one of the hosts of The Women's Show, so it'll be really, really nice.
I wanted to give a
shout out to her. She deserves it.
Yeah.
Some of the best telephone conversations I've had over the last year are in my car with Naomi.
Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah. I wish I were recording that she and I had in my car. But they're just wonderful. But, you know, connecting these dots with these relationships, it's just been wonderful.
Yeah. She's great. You know, she's actually moving or has moved down to Corpus Christi for a job opportunity, but she's starting some really wonderful things for authors, and I'm going to be involved in those, and I can't really talk about it at this point, but I think it's going to make a huge difference in the opportunities for indies with libraries and reviews and all kinds of wonderful things. She's very
I hear she's threatened me that you're going to be a guest on her show.
in
April or May, I think, is what she threatened me with.
Yeah. I
I'm not involved. All I'm doing is producing, so it's going to be really nice.
Mm. Yeah, she's great. She's really on top of it. So, Tim, do you want to talk a little bit about your Interviewing Authors series and how that sort of all came about, and how do you really find the authors, or, you know, do you have a process, or just anyone that sort of looks interesting, or, you know, kind of walk us through that?
Sure. Yeah, the way that I got interested in that, I had written a fiction book, and as I said before, I'd written a business book back in 07. It was published by Wiley. I had a lot of, you know, help with that book. And then I wrote a fiction book called Angel of Mercy, and I didn't know what to do with it. And so being an internet entrepreneur, I started looking around for advice and podcasts, and I'm a very visual and auditory person. I wanted podcasts. And
You're cutting out a little bit. Sorry.
You're fading out a little, Tim.
Yeah.
How's that? Am I back?
Yeah.
You're almost there.
We've got this, you know, I'm in Alabama connection. You know, if the cows move, it goes out. So,
okay.
But anyway, what I did was I started researching the process of self-publishing and how to do it and that sort of thing, and I just started talking to authors, and because I had a very deep background in podcasting, I was an early podcaster back like 2002, 2001, so I just got the idea to take all of this great advice that I was getting and turn it into a radio show or an internet radio show. So that's what I did. I started interviewing authors. As I said, I've got about 120 interviews in the can now. And we do have specific guidelines. You know, I would love to interview anybody and everybody who's ever written a book, but I just can't. So what I have to do is, you know, my show is not about promoting a book. It is about the process of writing, publishing, marketing, and selling. So when I have someone on, and you have to be invited to be on, you know, I require that you've had at least a few books published or self-published, that you've got some track record of success, that you've got a decent following, but more than anything, that you've got great advice and a good story that we can share with the audience, because that's what it's all about, is teaching my audience, here is how you write, sell, publish, market, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, every now and then I get hate mail from people because I, you know, God love them. I've written a book and I want to be on your show. Well, you know, that's not how the show works. If you want to publicize a book, you know, I'm like every other marketer on the planet. I'll certainly sell you a service to help you market your book. But to be on the official interviewing author's show, it's all about the process and it's all about the story. And, you know, I'm really proud of the show because the high end, if you will, like
you're fading away, Tim. Not that we don't want to hear you. We will hear you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And while hopefully you can recoup this, let me do a quick bit of homework here.
Sure.
So I can do my homework here. Tomorrow on Anything Goes, yes, we're doing an early show. It will be at 11 p.m., normal standard Anything Goes time, but we'll be doing it on Thursday. The author of Z Radio, the new series, Candy O'Donnell will be my guest. And you never know what happens when Candy and I get together. She's a lovely and crazy lady. On Monday, Sarah and I have a pending case we're going to have, and that will be on the 19th on Monday on the legal show. On the 21st, Rachel and I have three guests we're working to try to get right now, so we're hoping to get that. And that'll be, of course, at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And on the 23rd, I will have the lovely, I'll have two roses and a thorn. And guess who the thorn is? M. Petrova and Rhonda Lee Carver. And Rhonda has done Let's Talk with us. And both of them together, M has written and Rhonda writes, and also her new book is coming out too, so it'll be, and she's also done an editing job galore, so it'll be wonderful. On the 24th, on the World of Inks, Any Which Way But Loose, I will have the cast of The Women Show. That's the new show that I'm producing, and that'll be on Thursday nights normally, but all of us are going to be together on the show on the 24th. And Pamela Slayton, who had a book Reunited, will be joining Rachel and I on the 28th on Let's Talk. And so, you know, I have this guest on the 30th. Rachel knows her. Her name is Rachel Thompson. You might know her.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of her, I think. I'm not sure, yeah.
Okay. Have you heard of her? Tim,
mm-hmm.
Have you heard of her?
I think so.
I have heard. I'm quite the fan.
Aww, oh, good. Yeah,
I
am too. So she will be. She'll be on Anything Goes on the 30th. So it'll be interesting because she's sitting in my hot seat. It's usually it's craziness ensuing on it. If she's done anything goes before, so it's crazy ensuing, and so it'll be a lot more fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Okay.
We're good.
So, Tim, what's upcoming for you?
What is upcoming for me? You know, that's a really good question. I'm actually working on a new novel. I'm about 300 pages into a second draft and continue to learn. I plan on cranking the interviewing author's interviews back up here in the next month or so. We just, as I said, they can, and just so many great people that I want to interview. So I'm going to continue doing what I've done for the last year and just hope it grows and, you know, continue building those relationships and selling books.
Is there any author, like on your wish list, on your dream list that you want that you haven't got yet?
You know, I mean, it's easy to say things like, you know, James Patterson and people like that, but you know what?
James Patterson's good.
You know, I'm not sure I would interview Patterson, but you know, he said boastfully, but no, you know what? I've been extremely lucky. Every author except one that I've invited on the show has been very gracious and came on, and the one that had to turn me down was on a tour. So, you know, I've had people like Rachel, I've had Diana Gabaldone, who sold how many 20 million books.
Amazing.
You know, Hugh Hefner,
yeah.
Russell Blake, Spritz, Betty Lee Crosby is actually one of my favorite interviews because I just love her books so much.
Mm-hmm.
So I may actually go back through the list and see who I can interview again.
Before or after you get to me?
Well, no, man, you're booked in. I've got you on the schedule.
Oh, I am? Oh, good. I will tell you the two people that I wanted for interviews. Both of them said, "Oh, sure, we'll do the show." And both of them died on me. And that was Ray Bradbury and Tom Clancy.
Well,
I'm like, curse. I would have.
I'm like, come on. I would have loved either one of them to be there, but of course. Fate intervened and death took a holiday and came on, you know. So basically neither one of them could do the show. And both of them said yes. So I'm like, yeah, I would love it.
Wow.
Yeah, I think if
you
I had...
You knew that.
I would love to interview Cormac...
Cormac McCarthy?
I just love Cormac McCarthy's books.
The older version or the newer versions?
Yeah, I like The Road. I like what's the old western that he
No
he
Country
wrote?
With all, No Country for Old Men.
You know, and I've read probably a half dozen of his books. The thing that I like about him is he doesn't stick to genre. He writes all over the place, and he does it really well.
Yeah, The Road to me is one of the best science fiction fantasy novels I have in post-apocalyptic or whatever you want to call it. Fascinated me totally. So who is your favorite author?
Wow, who is my favorite author? You mean besides Rachel
Yeah,
Thompson?
I throw all the hard questions at you. What can I tell you?
Well, you know, I read across all genres. Like I said, I love Betty Lee Crosby. She writes these wonderful, warm Southern books. In fact, she inspired the book that I'm writing now, which is a Southern historical mystery. But I also like people like Steve Barry. I'm a big fan of his books. Of course, Lee Child. Anytime I want to get lost in, you know, craziness, I just love Lee Child's books. So I'm all over the place.
Why are all my favorite authors dead? You know, it's like... All the people I'd love to interview, they're dead. You know, I would love to have spoken to Roald Dahl. Oh God, I would have. You know, some of the best authors in the world. You know, or I would have loved to have talked to Blake Edwards, and I don't mean just about film, but I mean he wrote The Great Race and The Pink Panther, and he created Mr. Lucky and Burke's Law and other things. So he was involved, and it was like, God, I wish that I could wish we could go back in time and put some of these people on air.
Yeah. So,
Rachel, who are yours?
Well, I've been, you know, such a fan for a very, very long time of John Irving and Pat Conroy, because I just love the characters. Of course, they're amazing storytellers, but their characters are so rich. And I go back and I read The World According to Garp every couple years, and I'm just, and even The Great Santini, and I'm just blown away by the character development. And so those are two of my all-time favorite authors. I really like Lori Moore. She's been very inspiring for me. She's a short story writer, and she's also a professor. She teaches at NYU. And she was actually, one of her quotes was very instrumental for me in writing my first book of essays about the sexual abuse and everything, Broken Pieces. And she said, write something that you would never show your mother or father. And I think that's very freeing for any writer, because even though we're adults, we still, I think any writer still thinks, well, what are my parents going to say when they read it? Or what are my friends going to say? Or you know, spouse or family. And we just have to let all that go. And to truly own who you are as a writer, you have to not worry about any of that stuff. And so for me, I really find some wonderful nuggets in her stories. And just the way she manipulates language, I think, is just really unbelievable. And I really, blanking on her name, she wrote The Blind Assassin and Canadian.
Did.
No, not Lori Moore. Who is
Margaret
the writer?
Atwood.
She's, thank you.
Margaret Atwood.
She's amazing. She is amazing. Yes. So those are really my heroes and who I look to. And then I really have read a lot of indie authors who I'm very impressed by. Christine Nolfi is so talented.
Oh, I love Christine. She can do no wrong. But that's that. I want to turn back to our guest here and sort of.
Yeah.
I love Christine and I love her new book. She gave me the beta reading copy, and it's, believe me, it's a different change of pace for her. She's excellent. So
good.
Tim, the question is this: is can you, you know, What do you find interesting about interviewing, say, independent authors or even the authors you've interviewed? What common thread do you find with them? Tim, you still with us?
Well, I think we probably
lost. He vanished.
Okay.
He's come back. Let me. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Give me 1 second. Tim, are you back with us?
I am. I'm so sorry about this. I guess I should have found a phone.
It happens. I had one show last weekend that I started with 5 guests and ended up with 2. So it happens.
I apologize.
So what's the thread you find between all the people you interview? Is there a thread that you find that all of them have?
You know, if there's any thread that connects everyone that I've interviewed, it's the fact, even if they didn't sell the first book or get published the first time, they kept writing. And I can't tell you how many of these authors say, look, the secret to this is to put your ass in the chair and write. And that is the common thread. I think that was actually a Rachel quote. But that's just the common thread. It's just, you know, butt in chair, fingers on keyboard, and write. And the ones that give up and quit, you know, I haven't interviewed any of those.
Yeah, I've only had a 31-year career, so I'm an overnight sensation. You know, it's, you
know. I know. So we hear that all the time. Oh, they're an overnight sensation, yet, you know, they've worked for, like, 30 years to, you know, become that overnight sensation.
Well, there's somebody like Steve Barry. You know, Steve Barry, he's been number one on the New York Times, like, 11 times. He will tell you he is, like, a 12-year overnight sensation. And Hugh Howey says the same thing. So very rarely does someone write a book and immediately become a success. They are the exception.
Yeah.
There are a few exceptions, but not many. I've noticed that. People they usually flop with the first two or three books, and suddenly they have the fourth book or fifth book, and suddenly it's like, I'm famous, I got it. You know, it's like, great. And it makes me happy. And there are a couple. Is there ever a success story that blew you away on who you've interviewed?
I can't remember who it was, but this person had tried for like 20 years to get a book published and was really about to give up. I mean, had said, screw this, I'm not going to do it anymore. And like a week later, got an agent call.
Wow.
Published numerous New York Times bestsellers, but they literally had said, I've had enough of this. I've been beating my head against the wall. And a week later, that phone call comes. And so, you know, it's, I don't know, is that a story of perseverance? You know, is it a story of luck? What is it? But they had tried for two decades and nothing. And then when they finally said, I'm enough, they were discovered. So those kind of stories, that's really not uncommon. But just to hear that sort of thing, you know, I wake up every day going, well, hey, maybe an agent will call me today.
Mm-hmm.
With the evil laugh.
I hope that they do call you. I mean, you deserve. I read your book. I'm impressed. I think we all deserve the big shot, and I think you're there. In my opinion, we have 3 minutes of the hour. I wanted to make sure you give us your links, Binks and Jinxes, how they can get a hold of you, other than Tano sending smoke signals.
Really simple. My main website is timknox.com, TimKnox.com. Interviewingauthors.com is that program. And I am all over Facebook, Twitter. If you just search on Tim Knox, I will pop up.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he said he'll pop up. I didn't say that. All kidding aside, your books are available where?
On Amazon. And again, if you go to timknox.com, you can find links. I've done a lot of speaking, a lot of television, radio, and all of that is just – I call my website the Tim Knox Dumpster because that's where you'll find all kinds of nuggets.
I didn't say that. You did. I'm glad you said that because I enjoyed your website.
Thank you.
I enjoy, and if you really want a good enjoyment of a website, really, Tim, I think it should win an award of some sort. It really is, it's informative, it's fun. You know, if you zig, you can zag, and, you know, it really is not just, oh, my God, it's a bunch of hype. Tim, you know, he does things on his website that are fascinating, and I'm still reading it. It's really that good. I'm enjoying it immensely. And I want to say that. So we have about a minute left. Rachel, I want you to quickly promote your book again because I don't want them to forget it. I'm proud of the book, you know.
Oh,
for some reason, for some reason, I'm involved in it too.
Yes, you were. Bennett was kind enough to write the afterword in for Broken Places. There seems to be some confusion because everyone's so used to saying Broken Pieces. This is the second book in the Broken series called Broken Places. So if you go to Amazon, you'll see both books there. And I'm actually now starting the third and final book called Broken People. And hopefully that'll be out later this year. So I'm very excited. It's actually both versions, print and ebook, are out now. And I'll be doing quite a bit of promotion through BookTrope, which is my publisher. Have a blog tour coming up and some wonderful interviews, and I'm quite excited about it. They've been extremely supportive. So, and some big new things coming out as well with regard to Stigma Fighters, which is Sarah Fader's nonprofit, and they're supporting the book. So it's great. It's all kinds of wonderful things.
It is a great book. It is. Ladies and gentlemen, within the 20 seconds we have, if I haven't said it to anybody, and thank you, Tim, for coming, by the way. You guys are what makes this show, so thank you for coming as always. Thank you, Tim Knox, for coming, and believe me, we have to have you back soon. We will have a great special show next week, so good night. fly right, be well, good night.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you, guys. It was fun. Anytime.